Hallelujah. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹，大家午安。
This afternoon, we'd like to talk about fellowship with one another.
今天下午我们要与大家谈的题目是与人团契。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
我们一起翻到约翰一书第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 3.
约翰一书一章三节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
1, 2, 3.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Here, Apostle John told us, in order to build our faith, we need these two kinds of fellowship.
这里，使徒约翰告诉我们，我们如果要在我们的信仰上持续进步的话，必须要建立两种关系。
Both are equally important.
两种都同等重要。
But the first one we talk about in the morning is to fellowship with God. This has to be on the number one priority.
第一种就是今天早上我们与大家谈到的与神相交，也就是最重要的部分。
Based on this, we have to establish relationship with God.
根据这一点，我们必须与神建立良好的关系。
We have to remove our sin.
必须要先除罪。
Have a clear conscience.
要有清洁的良心。
Then we can start to build up our faith, and then we can experience God more day by day.
然后我们才可以建立我们的信仰，并且每天与神更亲密。
Only when we remove the sin in our heart.
只有我们把心里的罪恶除去。
Then when you read Bible, you can really feel God talking to you.
我们才能在读圣经的时候真正感觉到神在对你说话。
And when you pray, you can really feel Holy Spirit touching you.
当你祷告的时候，才能真正感觉到圣灵感动着你。
If we do not confess our sin,
如果我们没有向神悔改认罪
coming to church, read Bible, you know, pray, sometimes we don't feel anything.
就算来到教会读圣经祷告，对你也是没什么感觉。
Because our fellowship with God was stopped, was hindered.
因为我们与神的关系被阻挡了。
However, we need the second kind of fellowship.
再来，我们要谈到第二种团契。
In this verse, verse 3, it tells us that we have to fellowship with one another.
在第三节里面有提到，我们必须与人有团契。
Because in verse 3 it said, you also may have fellowship with us.
因为第三节有提到，使你们与我们相交。
The disciples, the apostles want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这里谈到的就是使徒想要与当初所有的这些信徒有这个团契。
So we mentioned this morning, the word fellowship actually means sharing.
所以今天早上我们已经提到了团契其实就是分享。
What do we share?
我们到底分享什么呢？
Yeah, we share the love of God vertically.
是的，我们从神那边得到他的分享。
But we cannot just survive if we do it vertically.
可是我们不能仅仅用这份分享来存在。
Some people argue, I don't have to come to church.
有的人会这样说，他说我不需要去教会。
I read Bible at home.
我在家里有读圣经。
This is the same.
是一样的。
I pray at home.
我在家里也有祷告。
I believe Jesus is my heart.
我相信主耶稣就住在我心里。
Why should I go to church?
我为什么要去教会呢？
Right. And some people especially develop this kind of attitude after the pandemic.
有的人甚至是在这个疫情之后才发展出这样的想法。
They think that online service, I can hear the same thing. Why do I bother coming to church?
他们觉得在网络上我可以听到一模一样的道理，我为什么人要来到会堂呢？
The church is so crowded.
会堂那么多人。
So many people get sick. If I come here, I may catch a flu or COVID.
这么多人生病，我可能来到会堂还会得到这个感冒呢。
I stay at home. I can cultivate my own relationship with God.
我待在家里，我就可以自己与神建立关系。
Well, this is your thinking.But this is not what the Bible says.
是的，这是你的想法，可是这不是圣经的讲法。
Because in the workplace, you can do remote work. I know some people still stay at home. They don't have to go to office.
我知道在有一些国家，大家还是会习惯待在家里上班，因为是可以这个远端操控的。
If you are lucky enough, you don't have to go to office. You still can keep your job.
如果你是很幸运的话，你可以在家里就上班，不需要去公司。
But in terms of faith, there is no remote faith.
可是以信仰的角度来说，并没有远端操控这件事。
You cannot stay at home, but keep your faith.
你不能只是待在家里，然后持续你的保存你的信仰。
Because you need the horizontal line.
因为你需要这条横的线。
That is, we have to share, we have to fellowship with one another.
就是我们必须与弟兄姐妹进行团契。
Even apostles, their faith is so strong, they are so good.
就连使徒他们都是信仰非常坚强的。
But if you isolate them,
可是如果他们与人分开，
their faith also will go down.
他们的信仰还是会持续走下坡。
So even apostles, they need to fellowship with brothers and sisters to keep their faith.
所以就连是使徒，他们也必须与弟兄姐妹保持团契的关系，才可以维持信仰。
Otherwise, our relationship with God also will go backward.
要不然我们与神的关系就会不进则退了。
So this afternoon we talk about having fellowship with one another.
所以今天下午我们要谈到这一点，与人团契。
What do we share here?
我们在到底在这里分享什么呢？
Think about this here. We are here. We're gathering here right now. But what are we sharing?
我们想一想，今天我们都来到这里，那到底我们与弟兄姐妹分享着什么？
Yes, in the afternoon we just share a wonderful lunch. Brother and sister cook for us, so we enjoy our meal.
是的，刚刚吃午餐的时候，弟兄姐妹为我们煮一顿美好的午餐，所以我们大家一起吃。
But what do we exactly sharing?
可是到底我们在吃饭的时候分享了什么？
We have to ask ourselves this question.
我们要好好的问自己这个问题。
Because our relationship with each other, this fellowship is not based on food alone.
因为我们与弟兄姐妹的团契并不只是分享食物而已。
But what do we share?
我们到底是分享什么？
Of course, we share the word of life.
当然，我们要分享生命之道。
But what is the word of life?
可是什么是生命之道？
So we mentioned a few points.
所以我们要来谈几点。
First,
第一
，When we gather together, our fellowship should focus on the word of God.
我们聚集在一起的时候，必须分享神的话。
So that we can be satisfied and fulfilled.
这样我们才可以得到神的话里面的滋润。
Let's read again verse 3.
我们再读第三节一次。
Loudly, clearly.
大声的，清楚的读。
Especially afternoon when you feel sleepy, we have to read loud and take notes.
特别是下午的这场聚会，大家比较容易睡觉，所以我们要大声的读。
And also take notes if possible and flip your Bible.
并且要翻自己的圣经，做自己的笔记。
Let's read.
一起读。Number
3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you may have fellowship with us.Truly our fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, what does the apostle have fellowship with the member for?
这里讲到使徒到底与弟兄姐妹分享什么呢？
That what you have heard from us, we declare to you.
就是我们所看见所听见的传给你们。
You know, when people gather together, there must be something to bring them together.
我们知道人与人能够相聚在一起，一定是有一种动力让他们愿意相聚。
Otherwise, why people waste time spending together and not by yourself alone is better.
如果不是这样，那为什么会有人愿意花这个时间来到这个地方跟人在一起呢？
Now, for a young couple, when they are in love, they are talking in McDonald's, let's say for 3 hours.
我们说一对情侣在热恋的时候，他们可能坐在麦当劳就可以谈话谈3个小时。
They don't have money to go to steakhouse, but they can go to McDonald's.
他们可能没有很多钱可以去吃大餐吃牛排，可是他们可以坐在麦当劳。
What did they talk about?
他们到底谈什么呢？
I love you, you love me, and then I love you, you love me, right? Always talking about each other.
就是谈情说爱。
I talk about your beauty, your character, you talk about how good I am.
我说你的美貌，你的个性，然后你说我的优点。
Okay, so this bring this couple together.
所以这一些就让这一对情侣待在一起。
The admiration, the love of each other.
他们之间爱的气氛。
How about when friends come together, what they talk about?
那如果朋友聚在一起是谈论什么呢？
Usually friends stick together, spend time together, have some common interest.
通常朋友会待在一起是因为他们有共同的兴趣。
You like basketball, I like basketball. We can talk about all the basketball player.
你喜欢篮球，我也喜欢篮球，我们聚在一起就总是可以谈篮球。
You like hockey, I like soccer. Then how can we talk?
你喜欢冰上曲棍球，我喜欢足球，我们到底要谈什么呢？
There's no common ground.
可能这个所谈的方向就不太一样了。
So for people to stick together, usually it's a common interest.
所以当人会聚在一起，通常是有共同的话题。
Or when adults stick together.
或者是大人聚在一起。
Or sometimes we talk about how to make money.
有时候谈论如何投资。
Business, stock market.
生意如何赚钱。
Or investment.
或者是投资。
That's this interest bring people together.
这些共同的话题让人们聚在一起。
But when we come together as the children of God, as a church,
可是当我们来到教会，就像神的儿女聚在一起的时候，
What should be the main thing to bring us together?
到底我们之间是为什么相聚呢？
If you want to go deeper, if this life and that life, the soul can connect,
到底灵魂与灵魂之间能够相连接是为什么？
We need to talk about the word of life.
必须谈到生命之道。
We need to talk about how God changed your life.
必须互相分享神是如何改变我的生命。
We need to talk about how God touched you.
你应该要谈谈神怎么样触摸你。
Because what we are having right now here is the word of life in chapter 1 verse 1.
因为在第一章第一节就谈到了生命之道。
Let's read verse 1 and John verse 1, chapter 1 verse 1.
我们来读一下第一章第一节。
Let's read together, 1, 2, 3.
一起读。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hand have touched, concerning the word of life. This is the thing that brings us together.
这就是让我们聚在一起的原因。
God is life.
神就是生命。
His words.His life.
他的道也是生命。
So if we talk about him,
所以如果我们谈论神
let's say when we are having lunch,
我们来说说刚刚吃午餐的时候。
Oh, of course, at the beginning, we always ask, how's the week? How are you doing? How's your health? All these material things.
当然，一开始我们坐下来，可能谈论过去这一周你过得怎么样啊，健康如何啊。
Oh, people know that, oh, you bought a new car, or you moved into a new house.
可能说到，哦，你快要搬家了，或者是我刚刚买了一台新车。
Okay, we can talk about that for a bit.
是的，我们可以谈论这些。
Or you can talk about the news.
或者是最近发生的大事。
But those are not the main reason that we are together.
可是那不是我们聚在一起主要的原因。
What separates us from the world?
让我们与世界分别的是什么呢？
It's the word of life.
就是生命之道。
We receive the word of life.
我们得到这一份生命之道。
And we come here to share the word of life.
我们来到这里也是要分享这一份生命之道。
So what can we share? What make our relationship and fellowship deeper and closer?
所以我们是要如何与弟兄姐妹之间建立一个更深更紧密的关系呢？
You have to always thinking when I come to church, I want to share life with brothers and sisters.
所以我们要常常提醒自己，我来到神的家就是要与弟兄姐妹分享生命。
Are you ready to share your life?
你已经准备好了吗？
Well, but sometimes we don't share our life.
可是很多时候我们并没有这样做。
Some people come to church, oh, their heart closed, their heart closed.
有些人来到教会，他们的心是关紧紧。
Don't bother me, don't ask me anything.
不要打扰我，不要问我什么事。
I'm by myself.
我是自己一个人就
好。I don't want to know about you. You don't want to ask about me. Privacy.
我不想知道你的私事，
right.
你也不要过问我的私事。
You know, before I come to Canada, I have seldom heard about the word privacy. But Canada, people talk about privacy.
当我在来加拿大之前，我并不常听到这个字。可是我来到加拿大之后，发现加拿大人很常会讲这个隐私权。
And sometimes we are influenced by the world. We are influenced by the concept from the world.
而且很多时候我们会被这个世界的观念所影响。
Of course, there are some part of your life that you want to keep it to yourself.
当然，你生活当中某一部分你是想要就是保有隐私的。
But concerning your experience with God,
可是要谈到你与神之间的关系呢
？Your testimony,
你的见证呢
？The grace you have received from God,
你从神得到的恩典呢
？Or the discipline you received from God,
或者是你曾经被神管教过呢
？This shouldn't be a privacy.
这些不应该是放在隐私这个部分。
That should be your testimony that you can help each other.
那应该是我们可以拿出来跟弟兄姐妹分享，并且彼此帮助的部分。
And even talk about it.
并且要来谈论。
Because only when we talk about faith, we can have reflection.
因为只有当我们谈到我们的信仰的时候，才能够有这样的反省。
Yes, you know this is what happened. You know, I didn't know about this, but God opened my eye. I learned this.
是的，我的生命当中发生了这样的事情，以前我并不知道，可是神打开我的眼睛。
Or you heard that brother or sister share about their experience with God concerning this matter.
或者是关于同一件事情，弟兄姐妹也跟你分享他们的见证。
You know, God really like us to talk about him.
你们知道吗？其实神非常喜欢我们在谈论之间谈到他。
Just like sometimes you overheard people talk about you, you make your ears big, right? What does it say about me?
就像你如果听到隔壁桌的人在谈论你，你就会张大你的耳朵去听听看他们说什么。
Or sometimes if you overheard your children talk about you,
或者是有时候你听见你的孩子之间他们在谈论父母。
Wow, if they overheard, they say, oh, you know, daddy, mommy, they love me so much, you know, I heard about what they said, but now I experience daddy, mommy's love.
如果有一天你听见你的孩子之间在谈论说，我觉得我的爸爸妈妈很爱我。以前他们只是这样说，可是我现在真的感觉到了。
Oh, I really think that what daddy said makes sense.
我真的是谢谢爸爸这样对我。
If the daddy mommy overheard the conversation,
如果爸爸妈妈在幕后听到这样的话的时候
You'll be so happy.
他们就会很开心。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3.
我们翻到马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章
verse 16,
第十六节
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节
Let's read together.
我们一起读
Malachi 3:16.
马拉基书三章十六节
One, two, three. Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name.Not only you need to take notes, but the law also take notes.
并不只是你在做笔记，神也在做笔记。
Are you taking notes, brother and sister? Do you come to church? Do you bring your Bible? Bring your notebook?
弟兄姐妹，你来到教会有带自己的圣经还有笔记本吗？
If you bring your notebook, this means you take the word of God very seriously.
如果你真的有带你的笔记本，那就表示你真的很想把神的话记录下来。
Not only we take notes, God also take notes.
并不只是你在记笔记，神也在记笔记。
God will move around among His children.
神会在他的百姓中间，他的子女中间走来走去。
Oh, what are you talking about?
看看到底这些人在谈论他什么。
Oh, this table talk about complaint, gossip all the time. Ah, no good.
哦，这一桌的人常常都在讲别人背后的闲话。
This table only talk about money, 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 money. Even in church, talk about money.
哦，在中午吃饭的时候，这一桌老是都在讲钱。
Don't want to hear them.
神也不想听他们说话。
That table, talk about video game, video game.
另外那一桌总是在谈论最近有什么好玩的电玩。
Social media.
或者是社交媒体。
Worldly things.
这些世界上的事。
God is very disappointed.
神就很失望。
This table, talk about me.
可是这一桌他们在谈论我。
Wow, they talk about for the past week, how did God guide my life?
他们在谈论在过去这一周神怎么保守我的信仰。
They talk about when I read Bible this week, the Bible passage really enlightened me.
他们在谈论这一周我读经的时候，从神的话语里面得到亮光。
They talk about testimony.
他们在谈论见证。
I have to write down what they say.
神就觉得要写下来，记下来他们在说的话。
So that in the future I'll reward them.
所以在以后未来我会给他们奖赏。
God will record those who fear Him and who meditate on His name.
神会记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
Wow, this is very wonderful Bible verse.
这是非常美好的一个经节。
So I hope that our fellowship should be built on the Word of God.
所以我希望我们以后的团契都可以建立在这样的分享上。
Of course, right now we don't have much fellowship. To be honest.
当然，说实话，现在我们没有很多的团契。
Our church, most of the activity is sitting here to listen to sermon.
我们教会大部分的活动都是坐在这里听讲道。
When you listen to sermon, it's a one-way street.
当你听讲道的时候，只是一方面的。
One-way street, very easy to fall asleep, sometimes.
只是一个直线的方式，很会让人进入睡眠当中。
Because you have to listen for 50 minutes or 1 hour, it's not easy to focus. Especially nowadays, people's attention span is so short.
因为你要专心的听四五十分钟是非常困难的，尤其是现代人的注意力非常短。
That's why we have to join Bible studies.
所以为什么我们要这个跟大家一起查经？
We have to attend family service.
我们要参加家庭聚会。
And besides church setting, we have to meet each other outside, whether in the coffee shop or in your home. We have to share our faith.
并且除了在教会规定的这一些举办的这些活动之外呢，我们应该要弟兄姐妹私底下还有一些相聚的活动，不管是在咖啡厅或者是在私人的家里。
Sometimes I find out that our church member they don't meet. Sometimes they don't meet outside church.
我是有发现，有时候我们弟兄姐妹很少在教会以外的地方见面。
Maybe people say, "I already see each other, you know, every week. Why do we have to see each other outside?"
可能有的人会说，我已经每个礼拜见到这个人了，怎么我在外面还要再去约他呢？
But when you stay here for one whole day, it's so crowded, so many people, you don't really have chance to have a meaningful conversation.
可是呢，因为我们在这边见面一整天，因为人太多，所以很多时候我们没有办法进行一场有意义的对话。
Every week we say, "How are you? Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine." Every week we are just stop at this kind of very superficial greeting.
每个礼拜我们只停止在非常表面的打招呼，就是你好吗？我很好。
Because the church, you know, our schedule is so tight.
我们知道教会安排的活动非常的紧凑。
Our lunch time also very short.
我们的午餐时间也不长。
And whole day we are very packed.
而且整天的这个环节是一个接着一个。
So actually we don't have time and space to talk that much.
所以其实我们没有太多时间可以交谈。
So if we really have another deeper level focusing sharing the word of life.
所以我们需要更私底下的时间可以来交谈。
Hey, sometimes it really elevates us.
所以这样的有深入的交谈就可以让我们得到更多的造就。
Yeah, especially...Let's say the people of the same age group or same facing the same challenges.
我们说可能同一个年龄段的人会面临同样的挑战。
There was one time there's a couple of sisters gathering to talk, have tea.
有一次有几个姐妹聚在一起喝茶。
They talk about the children.
他们聊到孩子。
And then one sister spoke.
有一个姐妹就这么说了。
You know, sometimes I feel very inferior, feel very sad.
有时候我觉得我非常的难过。
有点自卑啊。
有点自卑。
And my children, you know, cannot compare to other children in the church.
因为我的孩子跟教会其他孩子比起来不够优秀。
My children didn't go to the best school, it's not very smart.
我的孩子并不是很聪明，也没有办法去很好的学校。
Sometimes I feel inferior.
有时候觉得很自卑。
You know, sometimes even in the church, there's a culture to compare.
因为在教会里面有些时候有些文化背景是可以拿来比较的。
This is not good.
这是不好的。
In the church, do not compare. Do not compare your children. Do not compare their achievement or school. Do not talk about this.
在教会里面我们不需要去谈说自己孩子的成就跟别人来比较。
Just like in the church, you don't compare what people wear.
就像在教会里面我们也不需要去比较我们身上穿的什么名牌。
What kind of car people drive? You don't compare this. This is not the main focus.
或者是你开什么车，我开什么车，因为这不是重点。
But that sister, she feel that, sometimes my children cannot compare to other people.
可是那个姐妹，她就提到说，她觉得她自己的孩子比不上教会其他的孩子。
But thank God, another sister also share.
那感谢神，另外一个姐妹就这样分享。
She encouraged that the first sister.
她告诉刚刚的那位姐妹。
She said, "Don't worry, you know, my children also are not very good at studies."
他说不用担心，我的孩子其实也是这样，不太优秀的。
But thank God they all grown up.
可是他们成长的过程很健康。
Even though they are not smart.
就算他们不是很聪明。
But since what I emphasize is they must have the heart to fear God and to trust God.
可是我更看重的是他们心里有一份敬畏神的心。
And I tell them, if you fear God, you trust God, God will guide your life.
那我也告诉我的孩子，如果你依靠神、仰赖神，神就会引导你的一生。
You don't have to be smarter than other people.
你不需要比别人聪明。
You only need God to bless you.
你只需要的就是神来祝福你。
Thank God my children listen.
那感谢神，我的孩子就这样听了。
Now they grown up, they have their own life, and God really guided them.
他们现在长大了，自己成家，然后神真的是带领他们一生。
So that sister encouraged the first sister, you know, don't worry, do not compare.
所以这个姐妹就鼓励刚刚那个姐妹说：“你真的不用担心。
God will take care.
神会照顾孩子的。
You only have to focus on God.
你只需要专注在神身上。
Whoa, you know, the first person opened her fear, opened her heart.
我们可以看到第一个姐妹，她打开她心里面自卑难过的部分。
The other sister encouraged her with the word of God and her own testimony and sharing.
第二个姐妹，她就以自身的经历，还有神的话来鼓励第一个姐妹。
Wow, and then they were both edified.
那他们两位都得到了造就。
So this is exactly what we are lacking today.
所以这就是我们今日所缺乏的。
So we have to fellowship with each other in the Word of God.
所以我们真的要用神的话跟弟兄姐妹来做团契。
Second point.
第二点。
We have to fellowship with each other in the Spirit of God.
我们必须在灵里面与弟兄姐妹进行团契。
Why?
为什么
？Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
Not only God is the truth, the word, God is also spirit.
神并不只是真理，他也是灵。
What brings us together?
到底是什么带领我们聚在一起呢
？Is the spirit of God bring us together?
是神的灵让我们相聚在一起。
Otherwise, we are not together.
要不然我们不能在一起。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
我们翻到《使徒行传》第一章
，verse 14，
十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14，
《使徒行传》一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 let's read verse 8. First,
我们先来读第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8，
《使徒行传》一章八节。
Let's read.
一起读。
But you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.And you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the world. Jesus tell them, you have to wait for the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们要等待圣灵降临。
Until the Holy Spirit come.
直到圣灵降临。
Then you can go out to preach.
你们就可以出去传福音。
Now why the Holy Spirit so important?
那为什么圣灵这么重要？
Because Holy Spirit bring the disciple together.
因为圣灵让使徒聚在一起。
Holy Spirit give them power.
他圣灵让他们得到能力。
And then Holy Spirit can unite them together.
圣灵也可以让他们合而为一。
And then they can bear testimony.
然后他们就可以去做神的见证。
So, just like if you put something together, you need to have the glue to stick these two objects together.
就像你如果想要把两样东西放在一起，中间必须要放上胶水，才可以把它们粘在一起。
Just like super glue.
就像这个三秒胶一样。
Wow, there's only one drop, but it's so strong. You can stick together, they cannot come out.
只要放一滴在中间，就可以把两个东西紧紧的粘在一起。
You know, we are all different individuals.
你看，我们都是独立的个体。
We also think differently.
我们的想法也都不相同。
Don't even talk about 100 people.
我们不要说这里有一百人。
Even in our home, this husband and wife, for some time it's so difficult to become one.
就像在家里只有夫妻二人，可是有时候观念是非常的不一样。
Right now, according to the news, there's more and more single family in the country.
根据新闻报道，现在在国内是越来越多的单亲家庭了。
The percentage of single families almost more than 50% now.
现在全国的单亲家庭已经超过一半。
Well, they didn't plan to be a single family, but some point in time, that the mother and father, husband and wife, parted their way.
当然，这不是从一开始就计划要成为单亲家庭，可是就是因为一些原因，父母没有办法再聚在一起，
就分开。They cannot be together anymore.
他们再也不能住在一起了。
Even though at the beginning they all love each other.
就算在一开始结婚的时候，他们都是相爱的。
They make vows to be together the rest of their life, no matter what.
他们在婚礼上面讲出了誓言，说他们一辈子要待在一起。
They even have children that depend on them.
他们也生出了要自己来抚养的后代。
But at the end, they have chosen to part their way.
可是最后，他们决定要分道扬镳。
Why?
为什么？
Because for two persons to be together is so hard, so difficult.
因为要两个人的观念都一样，可以住在一起是非常的困难。
Obviously, love isn't the only ingredient can bring you together.
很明显的，单单只有爱是不足够的。
Because everybody loved each other at the beginning.
因为在婚姻一开始都是因为爱而在一起。
But because nowadays everyone, the ego, the self is so strong.
可是到后来，每一个人的自我表现出非常的强势。
So two cannot even become together.
所以两个人就再也无法相处下去了。
Now how about 100 people, 1,000 people in the same church stay together?
那接下来我们要谈到如何这一百人在教会里面可以和谐的相处，或是一千人呢
？Only the apostles they could not be together before they received the Holy Spirit.
就算是使徒，在一开始的时候也是没有办法和平相处的。
They fight for position, they fight for dominance.
他们想要在这十几个人当中，谁要当大
？They fight to become the leaders.
他们想要当这个带领者。
So how can they be together? Even 12 cannot be together.
就连十二个人也没有办法和平相处。
So Jesus knows this is a crisis.
所以主耶稣知道这是一个危机。
But there's only one thing can change the whole dynamic.
可是只有一个东西可以改变这整个局势。
If they start to have fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
就是要在圣灵里面团契。
Let Holy Spirit fill them. Let Holy Spirit fill everyone.
让圣灵充满在每一个人心里。
Remove their ego, remove their own self, remove their own thinking.
把他们自我的这个最高涨的自我意识拿走。
What they share right now is all their thought is the Holy Spirit.
他们现在每一个人所分享的都是圣灵的见证。
Wow, then it's possible for them to be united.
这样每一个人就可能合而为一。
So they follow the instruction.
所以接下来他们就跟着主的指示。
Let's read verse 14.
我们来读十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Let's read.These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. They knew they were not in one accord.
他们知道他们还不够和谐。
They knew they are split, they are divided.
他们知道他们是分门别类的。
But they are willing to do one thing.
可是他们愿意同做一件事。
They one accord with one accord in prayer and supplication.
就是愿意同心合意的恒切祷告。
Even at that time, Holy Spirit hasn't come down.
虽然在那时候圣灵还没降下。
But they are willing to wait, willing to wait for the Holy Spirit.
可是他们愿意同心来祷告，等待圣灵的降临。
So sometimes when we try to do some holy work,
所以有时候当我们要进行一项圣工，
if the opinion is divided,
可能大家的意见都不一样，
50-50,
可能是一半一半。
Oh, then we do not push it.
那我们就那时候不要来强迫勉强别人。
We just have to step back and pray together.
这时候就要退一步，一起祷告。
Or when a husband and wife have something, always arguing.
或者是夫妻之间常常吵架
，for something，
为了一些小事。
Both husband and wife have some emotion or some very insistent of his own opinion or own way。
夫妻各执一方。
Then step back a little bit。
这时候就要各退一步。
You know, let's ask God to guide us. Maybe we both not in line with the Holy Spirit。
可能这时候就是退一步，要大家来聊一聊，说是不是我们都没有顺从圣灵的意思。
Usually.I don't hear a husband and wife, they say they pray together a lot, but they still fight a lot. I don't hear this kind of example.
其实在我牧会过程当中，我很少听见夫妻之间祷告很多，可是吵架很多的。
Usually they tell me they fight a lot. I ask them, do you pray together as a couple? They say, no, we don't pray together.
通常一对夫妻如果常常吵架，那我会问他们说，你们有一起祷告吗？通常他们都说没有。
He pray himself, I pray myself.
他祷告他的，我祷告我的。
Well, I don't want to pray with him.
我不想跟他一起祷告。
Well, why?
为什么呢？
If you're husband and wife, you don't even pray together.
如果你是夫妻，为什么不一起祷告呢？
And of course, if you resist that, then of course it's hard to share one mind because Holy Spirit cannot work in both of you.
如果你坚持要一人祷告一边，那圣灵真的很难在你们夫妻之间同工。
And usually when people pray like this,
那通常人们这样祷告的话
，The husband prayed that God change my wife。
丈夫就说：“神啊，求你改变我的太太。
”And the wife also prayed, God change my husband。
妻子也祷告说：“神啊，求你改变我的先生。
”They both pray in the room. They all ask God to do the same thing to change the other person。
他们都在自己房间祷告，可是祷告的是一样的，是求神改变对方。
And then God will say, No, I'll wait until you change, then I'll start to do something。
神就会说：“我不会听你祷告的，我会等到你先改变，我再来做事。
”Right, isn't it?
是不是这样呢？
So, let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3.
我们来看一下以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3.
第四章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3.
以弗所书四章三节。
1, 2, 3. And you were to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is a so wonderful verse.
这是很美好的一段。
What can keep the unity?
什么是可以让我们合而为一？
Unity only achievable in the Spirit.
只有在圣灵里面可以合而为一。
Look at in this world, there's no unity.
我们看看这个世界，并没有这件合而为一的事。
Country has no unity.
国家里面没有。
Society has no unity.
社会上也没有。
Brother and sister has no unity.
弟兄姐妹之间也没有。
Even husband and wife has no unity.
就连丈夫跟妻子之间也是没有。
Because sinmake our desire, our evil desire, become so strong.
因为罪让我们心里面的这个欲念非常的强。
Sin make our selfishness become so strong.
罪也让我们的自我非常的强大。
When we are selfish, when we are stubborn, how can we be united?
当我们很自私也很顽固的时候，我们是如何与别人合而为一呢？
There's no way you can unite it.
我们是不可能做到的。
But when we all humble ourselves,
可是当每一个人都谦卑自己，
we all think that we are lacking.
我们都想说我们自己很缺乏。
We all like to hear from each other, try to accommodate the other side.
我们都想要听听对方的声音，愿意去妥协。
If we want to sacrifice ourselves,
甚至是去牺牲自己，
then we can have unity.
那我们就有机会合而为一。
For example, buy a chapel.
譬如说要买一个会堂。
Which location?
要买在哪里好呢？
For example, in Calgary, we have North East, North West, South East, South West, right?
比如说在卡加利，我们有分东北、西北、东南、西南。
We don't have a deal yet, but in the future, if there's a deal in certain location,
目前我们是没有一个方向。可是如果在未来有一个教堂出现，
in that location,
是在某一个点。
If everybody say why the other three areas, say why not in my old area?
可能住在另外三个区的人就会说，为什么不在我这一区找一个呢？
Why have to be in your area?
为什么要在你住的那一区呢？
You drive 5 minutes, I drive 45 minutes.
你只要开五分钟就到教会，我要开45分钟呢。
I have to waste gas, waste money.
我要浪费钱，还有浪费我的汽油。
Do you support that area because it's close to your home?
如果你支持那个在你家旁边的教堂，是不是因为就靠你很近呢？
Everybody can say this.
每一个人都可以这样讲。
then of course there will be no unity.
那就无法合一了。
But if people are filled with the Holy Spirit,
可是如果每一个人心里都住着圣灵
，especially when we are trying to develop the church work,
特别是当我们教会圣工要发展的时候
，we need a bigger space.
我们需要更多的空间。
We need to preach the gospel.
我们必须要传福音。
We don't think about ourselves.
这时候就不是要想着自己了。
Let's say a location appear. This is very far from your house.
我们现在说，假设有一个地方，有个教堂出现，离你家很远。
But you think that it's good for the church development.
可是你想，如果这是对教会的发展是好的。
It's good for other members who live nearby.
是对其他的信徒是方便的。
For me, it's okay. I can sacrifice.
对我来说没关系，这只是小事一件。
If everybody like it, it is okay.
只要每一个人喜欢它，我都没所谓。
If this is the place that God has chosen, it is okay.
只要这是神所拣选的地点，那我都无所谓。
If people think like this, then of course everywhere people can agree.
如果每一个人心里都这样想，那只要是一个教堂适合的出现，每一个人都会说好。
But if the heart of humility and unity is not there,
可是如果一个人的心里没有谦卑，没有想要合一的心。
Then anything we choose, anything appear, anyone can have strong opinion.
那不管哪一个教堂出现，每一个人都可以说出自己最强烈的意见。
Oh, doesn't have to be a big matter like buying a chapel.
或者是我们也不用谈到这么大件事，像要买会堂这样的事。
Husband and wife at home, there's many things you can argue.
在家里面，夫妻之间就有很多小事可以争吵了。
But if you think from the other side perspective,
可是如果你是从对方的角度来看事情
，It's not from your own needs. It's not from your own preferences.
不是从你自己个人的喜好或需要来看
，Because you've been filled with the Spirit，
因为你心里被圣灵充满。
Or both husband and wife always pray together，
或者是丈夫与妻子常常同心祷告。
Really, then we God, Holy Spirit can bring each other closer and closer and closer。
那圣灵就会带领夫妻之间越来越紧密的关系。
Just like in the day of apostles。
就像在使徒时代一样
，After they all filled the Holy Spirit，
当他们都被圣灵充满的时候
，They don't fight for themselves，
他们再也不为自己想要争大来争吵
，They fight for Jesus，
他们为主耶稣来征战
，They fight for the gospel，
他们为要打这个福音美好的
仗 ，They fight the common enemy， which is the devil，
他们面对同样一个敌人来征战，那就是魔鬼
，So they have the fellowship with the Spirit of God。
所以他们就在圣灵里面彼此合一团契。
They spend a lot of time prayer.
而且他们花很多时间来祷告。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
我们来翻到《使徒行传》第十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Acts 13 verse 2.
使徒行传十三章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Let's read.
一起读。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted.The Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. When they fellowship with the Holy Spirit,
当他们在圣灵里面团契的时候
Holy Spirit will guide your next step, your next direction.
圣灵会带领你的下一步
They don't know where to go and who to send.
他们不知道要差遣谁去，也不知道要差派去哪里
They have no idea.
他们完全没想法。
You know, sometimes in our life we have big plans, but we don't know how to start.
有时候我们生命当中是想要做一些计划的，可是我们不知道从哪里开始。
Personally, let's say husband and wife, you know, your family direction. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
譬如说夫妻之间对于这个家庭未来的计划，不晓得要去哪里，或是该做什么。
Or the council member, we want to lead the church to a development.
或者是负责人，他们想要带领整个教会。
Then don't worry, it's not by your planning.
我们不用担心，因为不是我们个人的计划。
Yes, we need to plan, but a lot of things does not happen according to our plans.
是的，我们是需要做计划，可是很多事情并不见得会按照计划来进行。
Because the real planner is upstairs, our Holy Spirit, our boss.
因为真正做计划的人是圣灵，是我们的老板。
So they have the fellowship in the Holy Spirit. They pray.
所以我们要在圣灵里面团契，就是我们要同心祷告。
And they also pray in fasting.
并且他们还禁食祷告。
Well, if we need to send someone, we don't know who to send. Let's fast.
如果我们要差遣人出去，可是不知道该差哪一位，我们就一起来禁食。
And then when they fast, Holy Spirit talked to them, send Barnabas and Saul.
当他们禁食之后，圣灵就说了，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗。
This is the first time they were sent to oversee to preach.
这是第一次他们被差派到海外去做圣工。
Nobody have done this before.
没有人这样做过。
But if the Holy Spirit show the will, show the way, then they just follow.
所以当圣灵差派他们方向还有指示他们，他们就去了。
So when we fellowship with the Holy Spirit,
所以当我们在圣灵里面团契的话，
you don't have to worry about your next step.
你就不用担心自己的下一步了。
God is already have a good plan for you.
神已经为你做好计划。
So when we share the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
所以如果我们在圣灵里面团契的话，
also that means we have to pray for each other.
也表示我们必须要为彼此来祷告。
Yes.We don't only care for our own interest.
是的，我们不单要为自己祷告。
We have to pray for other, for each other.
我们也要彼此代祷。
This is the love that we have.
这就是我们心里应该要存的爱。
So, brother and sister, do we pray for other people?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是有为其他人代祷呢？
When we kneel down every time, do we think about others?
当我们跪下祷告的时候，我们是否有想到其他人？
And we have a prayer request here.
我们还有一个代祷的名单。
To be honest, do you remember what is the prayer list?
你问问自己，你心里面有没有想到这样的人呢？
Do we remember all these names in the prayer list?
我们记得在名单上所有的人吗？
Sometimes there are so many names. Can you put the list here for a moment?
我们看到这样的很多人名在上面。
Wow, there's so many. Every time Peter said, "Oh, pray for those alone." Wow, now it's 12 already. Only 10 seconds.And then gone. You don't. Who is it?
有时候传道在台上说我们要为这些人祷告，可是我们眼睛扫一下，能够记住所有的人吗？
Of course we cannot.
可能没办法。
But what we can do is.
可是我们能够怎么做呢？
We try to remember someone that we know.
我们特别记住一些我们关心的人。
Or we also try to ask, oh, that number eight, who is she? Who is he?
或者是我们可以特别的去问一下，这个第八位这个弟兄是谁啊？
When we really care, we try to find out who is this person, where are they?
我们可以去问旁边的人说，这个人是谁？他住在哪里？
When we pray for each other, also we are having fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
当我们为其他人代祷的时候，我们就是在圣灵里做团契。
You know what? When we pray, Holy Spirit is praying for us.
当我们祷告的时候，其实圣灵也在为我们祷告。
And then when you pray for each other,
那当你为其他人代祷的时
候， the Holy Spirit is working, the love is there, the love is there.
圣灵就在动工，因为爱在其中。
So if you can't remember all these names, you can take a picture.
所以如果当你记不住所有的人名，你是可以照一张相。
Or in our WhatsApp group, member group, we can also look.
或是在我们的代祷群里面，我们也可以看见这些
人。PSA, daily prayer, 10 p.m., 50 minutes. How many people do this?
这里讲到每晚十点祷告十五分钟，请问有谁做到呢？
I think the church right now we want to push is a family altar.
我们教会现在正在推行家庭祭坛。
And we want every because this is the CCC, the theme is to repair the wall.
因为这是今年加拿大联络处给我们的主题，就是重建城墙。
Maybe in our family, the wall sometimes is broken.
可能在我们的家庭里面，城墙的某一处是破的。
Maybe in our church, there are some members don't come to church, or some are severely ill and sick. The wall is broken.
可能在教会里面也一样，有些人生病了，有些人不来教会，甚至是城墙破了。
We need to use the 10 o'clock prayer to repair the wall.
所以我们需要在十点的时候，大家一起跪下祷告，来重建这个城墙。
So let's all do this from tonight.
让我们从今天晚上开始。
Ten o'clock, you gather all your family members.
十点的时候，全家聚在一起。
Pray of, and then gather them to pray together. 15 minutes.
十点的时候，全家聚在一起，一起祷告十五分钟。
And then you can talk about what's happening in your family. Pray for each other.
也可以谈一谈啊，在家人之间有什么事情需要代祷。
In your family, who is weaker in faith, who doesn't come to church?
在家庭里面有谁是信仰软弱啊，不想来教会的
？Or you can.Pray for these 12 matters.
或者是我们可以为这十二件事情祷告。
So pray for 15 minutes.
要祷告十五分钟。
Then we can repair this wall with the fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
那我们就可以重建这个信仰上的城墙。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
But something about the prayer request.
可是有一些事情是这个有关于代祷事项。
Sometimes our requests have to be updated.
我们的代祷事项也需要去更新。
We cannot have keep on having more and more and more and more, right?
我们不能一个一直加上去。
Some people say, I'll put my name there forever.
有些人说，请把我的名字永远放在上面。
No, if you are better already, your name should be removed.
如果你已经被代祷过，你现在状况也很稳定，就应该是要拿下来。
Unless sometimes something new thing happens, you put it back.
除非是有新的事情状况发生，就可以再放上去。
Otherwise, if the name keeping having more here, now we have 12, and the next year we have 24, and then 2 years from now we have 36.
要不然这个名字一直加上去，现在有十二个，明年变二十四个，之后变三十六个。
So many, the web becomes so small, and then people say, 哎呀 just forget it.
当上面的人名太多的时候，字变得非常的小。
Become a newspaper, right? So many words.
就变成好像一份报纸一样，这个字太多又太小。
Prayer request, if your name put there, you have to update the council member. Okay, I'm better now. Okay, put down the name. Until next time I need, I can put it back.
所以如果你的名字是这样放在上面，你可以在你情况很稳定之后可以告诉负责人说可以把我名字拿下来，除非下次有需要再可以再放上去。
The council member ask you, you know you've been, your name been there already for 6 months, you're okay, can we take it down? You should be okay, do not feel offended.
或者是负责人来问你说你的名字已经在上面六个月了，那你现在情况是不是稳定，可不可以拿下来呢？你就不要觉得很介意这件事。
Anytime you can add something.
任何时间你是可以再放回来的。
So we will make this name meaningful, short, and precise and concise.
我们可以让这放在上面的名字是真的紧急需要代表的名单。
And if even though your name is there, but you want to update people, what's going on?
那即使你的名字放在上面，你也应该告诉身边的弟兄姐妹为什么你需要被代导。
What is the update?
最新的更新状况。
Then people know. Okay, thank God, it's getting better. Okay, keep praying. Or now it's getting okay, better now. We don't have to worry you too much.
或者是你告诉别人你现在很稳定，状况很好，别人也不用再为你担心。
So this is the updating our prayer life, updating our prayer in the fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
这也是在圣灵里面的团契，我们需要不断的更新。
Prayer is powerful.
代祷的力量非常的大。
So if we always gather together to pray.
所以如果我们常常聚在一起祷告的话
Even online, we can online join our prayer group if we have an online prayer group.
如果在网络上我们有一个祷告团契的话，我们也可以加入。
I went to USA.
我去美国的时候。
The preacher told me.
那里的传道告诉我。
Tonight, we have prayer group. We pray for some member who are sick.
今天晚上我们有特别的代祷群，我们要为身体欠安的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And then next day, he said, there's an evangelical prayer group. We pray for our upcoming spiritual convocation.
隔天晚上他说我们还有一个传福音的群，我们今天晚上要为这个福音来祷告。
Because Southern California, they have so many different prayer group.
因为在南加州他们有非常多不一样的代祷群。
I asked them, then you are very busy, you have to join so many prayer group.
我问他说，所以你就非常的忙咯，每天都要参加不同的群。
I said, it's good lah, force me to pray more.
他说也不错啦，就逼我祷告多一些咯。
Because sometimes preacher is very busy with other administration and things. Sometimes we may not pray that much compared to the time when we were in TTP.
可能传道因为要忙于教会很多的圣工，所以没有像以前当神学生的时候祷告那么多。
But because of joining different prayer group, every prayer group is 15 minutes. Kind of forced me to pray more. It's so good.
所以传道说，我就是要参加每一个代祷群，所以也算是逼我祷告更多一些。
So the more we pray together,
所以我们祷告越多
，the more we fellowship in the Holy Spirit,
我们就更多在圣灵里面团契。
May the Lord guide us,
愿神带领我们。
Let's sing him,
我们一起唱诗。
500,
500首。